best position, but stressed and tripping. Blessed with living, but depressed when questioning it. Wake up in my bed alone. I never know if I snore or move. My head is cold. Frozen dreams, stuck on thinking about you holding me. Slowly we rose the heat. I stop thinking. It's cold again. I suppose that when I go in, it's the coldest wind. If love is a game, am I supposed to win? Or supposed to be the best? Or supposed to be a ref? Please suggest and let me know. Recognize me fast and accept me slow. Because when two finally meet, they silently speak. Eyes of mystique, silence critiqued. Should we really stick around here? Look at what I found down here. Take a listen to me.
We can see the stars at point blank range, but from the ground the view the same. Or that seems strange.
Press the elevator button down. Take a good look at what's around. You love it now. It's nothing how. Nothing could be found on the ground. When you fuck around and go another round with the slut you found down here. Looking at the ground with a frown. Cause our manic situations got you looking like a clown. But now you wanna settle down on level ground with the princess you know doesn't F around. Doesn't talk, just walk. So about it. So there's gotta be a way for me to go about it. No, I doubt it. Song it must be. But I've been away for too long. I'm rusty. So strong I must be. The wiser the better. We vibing together. Her eyes are together. Blinded by minds in silence. Trying to better themselves. I made them close their eyelids and get silent. To vision where I envision that you are.
Is at point blank range. But from the ground in the view the same. Or does that seem strange?
Elevator finally arrives. My eyes leave your thighs. You guide me inside. Well, I followed your walk. Acknowledged your thoughts. Stopped at the door. Not anymore. You're not just gonna walk away from me. I said, please stand with me. Don't tell me this is just a cheap fantasy. You give a sweet glance to me. Said, not now. Can't stop now. Straight to the top now. I pressed the wrong button. It was not down. I'm above you, but I love you a lot now. Because I see what you go through. You need me to hold you. Believe me, I'm so used to need. In a coastal evening, but no use fiending. I'm local. See, when I hope you receive me, I know you receive me. And no, boy, I don't assume it's easy when you get down from the penthouse.
We can see the stars at point blank range, but from the ground, the view the same. Or does that seem strange?
I'm gonna make you say, I'm gonna make you say. And that concludes this episode of Cinematic Hallucinations. Well, isn't this awkward? It's honestly one of my favorite movies Hamilton has starred in, if not the best. He really put his all into it, and this paved the way for him to have an illustrious movie career, which paved the way for him to have an illustrious music career, which paved the way for you guys get the picture. It paved the way for him to have a lot of things. But is he living the illustrious life with his illustrious wife? Since this is a special episode and we are playing my favorite movie from Mr. Hamilton, I've decided to dig even further into the vaults to give you two alternative endings, as well as a deleted scene of Hamilton playing his piano instrumental composition, Totes. Once again, this is Connor Harrington. You've been watching Cinematic Hallucinations, and remember, as the current happens. Think about it. Peace. Bye-bye.